you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to talk junior college basketball. Tomorrow night, the USU Eastern Eagles, they'll play host to the Snow College Badgers. Live coverage will get rolling here on KOAL at 7 o'clock. And USU Eastern looking to expand off of their first conference victory of the season. That was this past week, Thursday. They topped Colorado Northwestern by 2 points. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have Coach Vando of the Eagle men's squad. Coach, I always look forward to you stopping by the studio. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much for having me over here, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. We can start by talking about a win on Saturday. Colorado on the road in Rangeley, 62-60. Was a hard-fought battle. Colorado had a chance to get the win at the end of the game, yet we were able to pull through and get our first conference win of the season.
Yeah, you know, they play really, really good against us. You know, during the first half, you know, they play really good defense, and their shots were in, and we had a hard time to guard, you know, them. But and then on the second half, we just had our run during, you know, the first 10, 15 minutes, and by the the end of the game, you know, they have the, you know, their run, and I could believe because you know they have a kid number 10, he shot like from 30 feet from the basket, and he made it twice, and I said, wow, you know, like he, and then you know they still have the last shot, but I think we played. You know, we could, stopping the other guys that, was hurting us inside. And that's a lucky shot, 30 feet from the floor, somebody would put, hands on your face. But, finally we had, the win, and the kids, really deserve it. They played, their tails off, and right now give them a confidence, since we have two games at home this week. I think the first win was really, really good to motivate our guys.
Yeah, we do have a tough week coming up, which we can talk about in just a moment. But Coach, you guys have been close a couple of times. I mean, you and I were talking off of the air. If that Snow College game goes about three more minutes, odds are you guys get a victory there because Snow was gassed. You look at the Salt Lake game the first time around, should have won that game. Last second shot given up. Second time against Salt Lake, there was about a 5 or 6 minute span. Other than that, you guys outplayed or played even with Salt Lake. So you guys have been really, really close to finally get the conference win. What was the locker room like after that game against Rangeley?
Well, they were very excited. You know, they just, they know that what, how hard, they play, and finally, they got the win, was really, really, really good. So at the locker room, we talk, to as a team that, If Rangeley, they coming, they've been, getting better and better in the last few years. So that right now it's a hard place to go over there and beat them. So usually, we go over there and beat them and come back home. So we beat them by two, and then in a game before, Salt Lake went over there and beat them just in overtime by six. So in our, talk in the locker room, and I say, guys, we have to approach this team, really, serious and hard, because, if we approach that, hey, let's go over there and we're going to win anytime that we want, they're going to beat us. So they start the game with right approach, never give up. And then, like you said, our team has been playing really, really, tough. They are never quit playing. They're playing very hard. Everybody, even if you come from the bench, they come with energy. They never, say, hey, we always believe that we're gonna, beat these teams. We almost there. We just like a little things, but one thing that I liken in these guys, and they never quit. They keep competing until the last second. And I think this is gonna pay off.
Alex Morrell comes back. didn't get a whole lot of time out of Alex, but at the same time, you have another body to bring off of the bench. I mean, you guys had 10 healthy bodies against Salt Lake. You up that to 11 with Alex. I'm sure it's going to take some time, but do you see him getting fairly close to full strength by the end of the season?
Oh, yes, sure. And then, you know, have you mentioned it about Alex? He gave us some really good minutes against CNCC. So that's the guy that we needed so bad, you know, that he coming back, because he's the guy who, you know, can rotate with Cam Bailey and can, you know, give Cam Bailey some rest. So Alex did great for us, and you know, he didn't score that much, but on defense, that's a big body who can, you know, bang people, you know, down there. And and like I said, you know, he gave, you know, some really, you know, important minutes to Cam Bailey resting on the bench and then come back with you know, like a full energy.
Definitely. Absolutely. And with this team, you guys have, again, only 10 healthy bodies without Alex. And so you've had to rely on guys like Shaposhnik and even Rojas. These are two guys that I don't know how much time you thought they would get at the beginning of the season, but they've had to play a little bit more of an intricate role. Are you happy with the progression of those kind of guys, those, you know, types of players that have had to come in and give you a little bit more than maybe than what you originally had expected?
Yes, yes. And one guy that very surprised, it's Nico Rojas, from the kid from Colombia. He's been, you know, playing really, really good. So he have, you know, more confidence, more minutes on the court. The kid's very athletic, can help us rebounding and block some shots. And now, like I said, with more confidence, he's, you know, getting some score for us too. So that's a very important, you know, kid that, you know, like I said, when we put in our zone and I put him at the forward position right there, and we have like a, you know, three guys down there who can rebound for us. Like if you sometimes in the game, we have Roman McKnight, Cam Bailey, and Nico Rojas, you know, right there. That's three guys that they perfectly can block shots, rebound, and play very physical in our zone. So I'm very pleased, you know, what, you know, Nico is been doing for us. And like I said, we needed, you know, the Nico Shaposhnik, because Quinn Peters, you know, our start point guard, he needs some help, you know. I mean, somebody who can give him, you know, some minutes to get rest and come back to the game. So I think right now, you know, Shaposhnik, he's run our team well, and right now he started getting confident to score for us. So these two kids, but not even these two kids. I think our bench, you know, they've been contributing, you know, night in, night out. Like, you know, Chris Totoris, the kid from Lithuania. To some game, you know, he come in and scored 10 points against Salt Lake.
Yep.
So it was good for us. Cole Cutler, you know, that's a sophomore that right now he's in a better shape, because, you know, last year he had a surgery on his back. So now he's better in shape. You know, he's been helping us from, you know, off the bench and scoring. I think, you know, like I said, you know, the kids are – now the team are very, very, you know, close, and then, you know, they're fighting as a team. That's you know, makes me a happy coach, because, you know, what are you gonna ask for more? Like your players, you know, playing as hard as they can for 40 minutes and never give up. That's you know they know that if we keep doing that, we can beat these guys.
Up next, it is Snow College, a team that you guys played very well in the second half against on the road. Zach Hunsaker is averaging about 20 points. I think he had 13 or 14 at halftime. You guys held him to 1 point in the second half. So you guys have to have a lot of confidence. I mean, Quinn had a tremendous game in that setback. You guys outplayed Snow hands down in the final 20 minutes. The guys have got to feel confident that they can beat this team Thursday night at home.
Yes, we like you said, we are very confident. This week we work in some adjustments in our defense to prevent some of, because, you know, Snow, they have, you know, that kid Hunsaker who can shoot the ball and penetrate and hurt us inside, outside, can penetrate and kick for their shooters. We had a lot of adjustments. And like I said, Snow right now, they're not the most talented team, but they're playing their best basketball right now. But they're very, you know, well coached. And the one thing, you know, they do and the other teams don't is they don't turn the ball over. So they're very, very, they run their stuff really, really well. But I think, you know, they're not go and use their bench, you know. They probably use one or two guys, you know, from the bench. So that's a thing that, you know, like we have to be really aggressive and then attack them to put somebody of these five starters in foul trouble, and they force them to use and go, you know, deep on their bench. I think if we do that, we have a great chance to beat the Snow at home.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. Not really even a question, but I do want you to talk about the guys getting out in the community. They go to the elementary schools often and have an opportunity to read to the kids. And I've talked to some of the principals and some of the kids. They get really excited. I know the guys look forward to it, too.
Yes, and you know me. I always love to go, you know, to the community. You know, like these kids, when they come to Price, they need to know where they at. How this community works, how they live over here. So before the season starts, you know, we have that 4 weekends that we go to the community and do some, you know, a lot of community service. So now, you know, it's fun, you know, like, and even when you mention it that we've been, you know, at the Castle Heights, and then even our players said, "Coach, you know, like I love this. You know, that's real nice. You know, and sit with the kids and read to them. And you see, you know, the little kid and then how happy they are to have a basketball players, you know, over there and look at them and then they sit on the table and read the book. That's, you know, that feeling it's great. So." I'm very pleased with these guys, you know, can do this, and we're going to do more. And like I said, you know, the kids who come to USU Eastern, they need to identify and to the, you know, the people, to the community, they need to give back what the USU, you know, Eastern given to them.
I agree 100%. Coach, it is always fun to talk with you, fun to get an update on the team. Best of luck against Snow, best of luck against CSI, and I know we'll see you at the game on Thursday.
Thank you very much, and I invite you, you know, all, you know, the people who, you know, listen to us right now, hey, come to the B-Deck. It's going to be two real good games, and I hope that we can win, and I'll see you, you know, every one of you guys there.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Again, Coach Vando with the Eagles basketball squad talking about the team's most recent win and a set of home games this week, Thursday and Saturday. The Eagles will take on Snow and then CSI. We've got a break for just a moment. More basketball talk coming up. When we return, we're going to talk NBA. A couple of fun storylines circulating. The Jazz suffered a bad loss last night to the Nuggets. Where does that leave them? I still think the Jazz are looking for an identity. I think that's one of the big problems with this team, but still competitive. Number 5 seed right now in the Western Conference. We'll talk about that and the recent struggles of the Cleveland Cavaliers when we return here on Drive Time Sports.